The meeting with the students of the university was at 9 p.m. It was supposed to be for 1 hour. It lasted till 11 p.m. So quite late. And actually, it stopped because the father who was in charge told the student that, okay, take a break. It's time to stop. It's been going double the time. But it was really a passionate debate. You could see that the young generation is really eager to understand things. The question basically was one of the students was that, is it true that Lebanese are not Arabs? So I had to explain to a little bit of history to tell them, you cannot say that we are not Arabs. We are Arabs, but there has been through thousands of years a lot of connections with the Arabs since the invasions of the Arabs, etc. So it's a melting pot of civilization. It's true that, for instance, in the Levant area, not only Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, the traditional way of living of the people there, they were quite sedentary, meaning that they did not go from like the Arab traditionally that we know that they go from one oasis to the other. They used to, because we had water in our region, so they used to live in one place and cultivate the land. They had, of course, cattle and all this, but they did not move from one place to the other. And this is why, actually, in our area, you have villages. And I'm actually from Lebanon, from a village. 75% of people in Lebanon come from villages. So they are originally rural. Lebanon today, approximately, we don't have exact, but yes. According to where we take it from the electoral lists, so we can approximately estimate what is the percentages. Christians today in Lebanon are about 30-35%. I'm talking all of Christians, not only Catholics, because there were in some of my meetings, they were like, oh, they are all Catholic. I said, no, we have Orthodox in Lebanon also. And the rest is Muslims. You have about 5% Druze, and the rest is divided almost 50-50 between Shiites and Sunnis.